Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast, customized around a weekly theme that we focus on throughout the whole week. And in today's episode, which is episode 632, we launch into a brand new 7-part meditation series for the whole week. And we're going to be doing something a little different than I normally share. I'm fascinated by the research that shows how meditation can do a lot to help manage your gene expression. And I have a feeling that many of you are meditating to improve some area of your life. Some of you are trying to heal maybe physical, emotional pain, and others may be trying to focus so that they have top performance at their jobs and basically to reduce distraction. Maybe there's a lot of overwhelm in your life and you want meditation to help you focus and not feel so scattered. Other people feel that they just are kind of losing a sense of who they are, and so they want to feel more connected and grounded. That may be you. You may be any or all of those scenarios, and there are many other reasons people meditate. But I think that overall, it's fair to say that most people meditate to improve themselves in some way, to improve their life in some way. And so throughout this 7-part meditation series, I'm going to be sharing ways with you and how meditation can help you manage your gene expression by changes in diet and lifestyle, and how this can help slow, stop, or even reverse health ailments you may be suffering from, or even emotional pain you may be experiencing. So every single day this week, I'll share a meditation technique to help you in some area of your life. And I'll be, of course, using scientific research that I've come across recently and customizing techniques to help you receive benefits from meditation. And so as we get ready to do today's meditation, go ahead, whether you're lying down, maybe you're walking as you're listening to this, or maybe you're cleaning your home or doing some chores or commuting, whatever you happen to be doing, I hope that at some point you will feel ready enough to lower yourself to the ground, to a chair, to the end of your bed, and sit up straight with your eyes closed in some place where you're not likely to be interrupted, and give yourself an experience of stillness. So we'll begin by relaxing your body, and then you'll start to pay attention to your breath, and then I'll guide you in a meditation to help your health, to help the way that you manage gene expression through your thoughts in this meditation. So go ahead and sit up straight. Close your eyes gently and keep them slightly elevated as you meditate. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest them on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach and let it soften, releasing tension that we so often hold in our stomachs. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Check in with yourself and release any remaining tension. And if you can't completely let it go, just know that it's okay if you're still experiencing some discomfort, but you can still get a great meditation. Notice how you're breathing. Your breath will reveal to you the kind of state, emotional state you're in. If you're breathing a little rapidly, you may be excited or anxious. The slower you breathe, the calmer and more relaxed your mind and body. Move into a calmer breath naturally, not forcing your breath in any way, just noticing how you're truly feeling right now. Honor how you're feeling. Each time you meditate, it's a brand new experience, just like each day of your life brings new challenges and opportunities. Meditation is incredibly dynamic. As you're seated, consider for a moment a part of your life where you're going through an experience that may not be so supportive of who you are. Maybe it's something you feel really entrenched in, you're not sure how to change it, or maybe you're noticing yourself start to develop some habits that are not the best for you, but you're not completely entrenched in those habits yet. Just notice some area of your life that you'd like to change. Eyes are uplifted, jaw, stomach, shoulders relaxed. Used to be a belief that the genes you're born with are the genes that you're stuck with for the rest of your life. You couldn't do anything about how they expressed themselves. But research is showing that your genes are expressed according to the experiences you go through. So as you consider this experience that you would like to change or to let go of, consider how it impacts you genetically. You can do a lot to manage your gene expression by what you think, by your diet and your lifestyle. It's thought that over 500 genes are changed in just 3 months of a lifestyle change. So think about what you could change in your lifestyle, in your thoughts, in your environment to let go of this experience that doesn't bring out the best in you. Really consider this. Your experiences become your life and become your very gene expression. So as you reflect on this experience you want to change, you'll be thinking during this meditation. You'll be putting out a lot of energy. And then let it go. And just relax and settle yourself into stillness. And see what comes to you and how you can better manage your thoughts, your lifestyle, your environment, your diet, to give yourself a better experiences. So don't worry too much about finding all the answers you need in this meditation, this moment. We'll be exploring this throughout the week. Just see what comes to you after you sit in silence and relax. Meditate as always, just to the point where you could go a little further, ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.